I want to hear your side of how you and my mother met and married.
Well, I was here at New Mexico State University and working at White Sands Missile Range. And so occasionally I'd get an evening off and I'd like to tell people I was go out trolling for women. And one time I went into the Delta Zeta house and there's this very attractive woman and she was assigned to guard the hallway to the women's dormitory part of the house to make sure that the guys didn't get down the hallway. And so I went in there with no purpose other than to check things out. And I met this woman who laughed a lot. She's very attractive, seemed very personable. And so I said to my friend, I says, you know, I'm gonna hustle that girl there. I'm gonna hustle her. And so I went about hustling her, and she was, I guess, reasonably receptive till she caught me. But I was very poor. She came from a very poor background. And I remember the story she likes to tell most of all is I asked her for our first date, and it was kind of in the winter. And so I showed up. I had a top coat at that time. I cannot recall why I had a top coat at that time. But I had a top coat. I come to the door, and back then, highly restricted about going into women's dormitories. You didn't go in the door. You had to call for them somehow, and they would come out. You had to have them back by 9 o'clock on weekends by midnight, or you had all kinds of problems with the authorities. Anyway, I knock on the door, ring them up, ask for Kathy Thomas. She comes out. She's well-dressed, very sharp-looking woman. We walk out to my 51 Mercury car, and so she saw me in this sharp top coat. She says, you know, I must be with an aristocrat of some kind here, a man of wealth. This car was so bad. It was rusty. I bought it from a guy in town. Did not tell me it came from Houston. All the floorboard was rusted out. It was the rustiest vehicle in the world. We get in the car. I put it in gear to take off, and the seat fell backwards. And that was my introduction to your mother about what a sophisticated cat I was. And she loves to tell that story. But she's such a charming woman, a beautiful woman. And she reminds me a whole lot of my father in that she has such compassion for everybody else. She cares about everybody else. And she's always so upbeat. And he was always a positive person. And so we've been married 54, 55 years, something like that, and still going strong.
So, well, and I want to thank you for that, for being such a good example in so many areas of your life. And I tell you this periodically, but you and Mom are a blessing to your family, and we appreciate your example in all areas of our life and our actions. And we hope we can live up to that.
Well, thank you, Carol. And we're very blessed to have the three of you as children and all the grandchildren. And I do appreciate your recent gift of a compass. And I thought for a while it was because I was always lost, but your little note said, you are my compass. So I wanted to give you that compass, and I appreciate that very much. And so I'll put that in my office and remember I'm the compass that you look forward to. God bless you.
Thank you.